This day 2 weeks, you'll get to vote for the next President of Ireland. It'll be Catherine Connolly or Heather Humphreys. This day week, they'll debate why you should vote for them with us on Morning Ireland. Jim Gavin will also be an option on your voting sheet, but he pulled out of the campaign on Sunday. Derided as dull for much of the campaign, it's been an interesting week to reflect and look ahead. With us in our studio, Ellen Coyne, Irish Times political correspondent, and Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. Thank you both very much for coming in to us. Not dull anymore, Ellen.
I never thought it was dull, in my defence. I think it's a very exciting presidential election. I think that what you saw yesterday was the dynamic shifting. Now that you just have two candidates, well, two official candidates, I suppose, Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly, you have this binary divide where you have the perceived frontrunner, Catherine Connolly, the perceived underdog, Heather Humphreys, with obviously the massive caveat that we still have 2 weeks to go. These are volatile elections. Everything can change. I think that Fine Gael are more on the attack now. You would have seen Catherine Connolly's comments on Wednesday, where she was ambiguous on whether or not she would hire a rapist to work in the Oras, a position she clarified yesterday, was seized upon by Fine Gael, its most senior woman minister, Jennifer Carr-McNeill, attacking not just Catherine Connolly, but I thought, interestingly, bringing in Mary Lou MacDonald, Ivana Bacik and Holly Cairns, the three opposition leaders who happened to be women, and kind of going on the attack. And I think that was mirrored in the debate you had on Drive Time yesterday, where Heather Humphreys seemed to be strongest when she was actually going after Catherine Connolly, but I'm not 100% sure if she's actually found her voice herself in distinguishing herself from her career as a minister and her time in government.
Gary Murphy, would you agree with that analysis? Catherine Connolly the front runner and Heather Humphreys' tactic for now to take her down?
I would, and the bookmakers agree with us, but I'm not sure we should be taking too much notice of them. As Ellen said, it is a binary contest, but it's also a government anti-government contest. We had allegations of smear, so people on the Catherine Connolly campaign said that basically Jennifer Carr-McNeill had issued a smear, and it was very noticeable on the Drive Time debate yesterday that Catherine Connolly accused Heather Humphreys of basically making, I think the quote was, scurrilous remarks around her on things which I think, to be fair to Heather Humphreys, are pretty standard for what Catherine Connolly has been saying, not just during the campaign, but during her long career in public life. We saw the Connolly campaign come out yesterday. There was a clip of Ivan Yates saying that what he would do over the next 2 weeks if he was on the Humphreys campaign, which he's not, is basically to attempt a type of smear and saying, do you want a left wing Republican in the Oras, and let's put it mildly, or not. So I think we're in for 2 weeks of, if not dirty campaigning, certainly more aggressive campaigning than perhaps we've seen up to now.
I think it's fair to say that people are far more aware of the contest and of the candidates by now than they would have been, say, 10 days ago. There are almost three battles that are taking place. One on the airwaves, and we heard that yesterday. I think you're both sitting in the seats that the candidates were in yesterday. One on the campaign trail, and one as well online. They are all, of course, overlapping. Ellen, this has been an odd week to try and follow that campaign because of what happened in Fianna Fáil and the budget, of course, as well.
Yeah, but I suppose what was so interesting, you know, as a political correspondent, is that the budget was nearly a subplot to the week. It did feature in the
distraction?
A distraction. Well, for me, who kind of wanted to invest all my attention into the presidential, you did see it come up a little bit with, again, I think the biggest dynamic here is not left and right, as people originally thought, but pro-government and anti-government. And I think that's something that Catherine Connolly is leaning into.
Does that suit her?
Oh, absolutely. Because if you look back to the last opinion poll that we had last week, we're expecting another one this weekend. There was, I think, 31% of people who were still undecided. When you break that down, some of those people tend to be on the centre-right. Instinctively, you would think that they would not vote for Catherine Connolly. But actually, in that cohort of the political spectrum, they dislike the government more than they fear Catherine Connolly. And I think that if there is that anti-establishment vote to be captured, she has a better chance. Obviously, Heather Humphreys is trying to move into the more centre-most hold space. You're seeing people like Billy Kelleher of Fianna Fáil saying that they will vote for Heather Humphreys. And I think now that Jim Gavin is not officially actively campaigning anymore, those are the votes that she's appealing to. I thought it was also interesting yesterday to hear her to kind of giving credit to the Labour government in 2011, talking about them being responsible and stepping up to the plate. I heard that as her appeal to the Alan Kelly constituency, the people in Labour who are not fully behind Catherine Connolly at the moment.
Who will think of Fianna Fáil and all this, Gary? Who's going to appeal to their vote? Will they vote?
Well, I think there are two issues to look at there, Gavin. One is, will these people vote at all, or will they say this campaign is simply not for me because I don't have a candidate in it? Or then you have the sort of Billy Kelleher, Barry Cohen constituency who say that Heather Humphreys is pro-European, pro-business, good on the Russia question, which I think, again, the doubts remain about Catherine Connolly from many people in the centre or centre-right about her condemnation of Putin and of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's very striking that Catherine Connolly rarely mentions Russia without also mentioning Gaza at the same time. So I think that foreign affairs question comes in. There are no Fianna Fáilers who have come out, as far as I know,
to vote for Fine Gael.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not sure that government, sort of anti-government issue will transfer when Fianna Fáilers go to the poll. So it is in one way the great unknown. We thought this would be a bit of a shootout on the transfers of Jim Gavin, assuming he would have went out first, might have elected Heather Humphreys if she was close enough to Catherine Connolly on the first count. But now we have basically a straight shootout. And if Fianna Fáilers stay home, I think this will be good for Catherine Connolly. So the question for Heather Humphreys is, can she expand the government vote just beyond Fine Gael?
Straight shooter. If it was a penalty shooter, I know who I'd give the ball to.
I know, and I think that Catherine Connolly had this moment of virality this week with her keepy uppies. She calls them solos. And I think that that's where she has more potential. Like, I've been looking online this week. There was an influencer with 2.2 million followers who put up a video this week endorsing Catherine Connolly. There's a video that has, I think, 70,000 likes online from a girl who just bumped into Catherine Connolly in a trendy bar.
Is that organic or organised?
That is 100% organic, because you can look and see that these people are ordinary people. That is something that can't be captured and it can't be bought in a presidential election. Obviously, the massive caveat is, will young people turn out? I think we're broadly expecting a low turnout in this presidential election. And sometimes you can see a huge swell on social media behind a particular candidate. But if people actually aren't registered to vote and don't get out on the day, she won't be able to capitalise on that.
Although I did think Heather Humphreys made a bit of a hames of the last question yesterday on the Drive Time debate when she was asked, what's your sort of secret sauce or special listening skill? And she said, listening to people. But for anyone listening or watching online, as I would, you'd say, come on. I mean, it could be anything, but listening seemed to be so generic as to be pointless. And I think this is half the trouble for the Humphreys campaign, that it does seem still to be a bit anodyne and struggling with you were in government for 10 years during austerity. What did you do about it?
Well, from this radio presenter, just like to point out that listening is very, very important to me. I'd like you to continue doing so right throughout the campaign, including in next week's debate. Ellen Coyne and Gary Murphy, thank you both very much for coming into us a minute and a half to nine.